This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Congress is now talking about repealing No Child Left Behind. Louisiana House Education Committee Chairman Steve Carter is taking the possibility in stride.
Senator Appel and I visited with Lamar Alexander's staff, so we sort of knew this was coming.
Alexander, a Tennessee Republican, chairs the U.S. Senate Education Committee. One goal is reducing the federal requirements for near-constant standardized testing. Carter isn't sure that's the solution.
Do we test too much? Possibly we do, but in order to determine how we're doing, we have to have some measuring device.
No Child Left Behind requires states to administer standardized tests to all public school students annually. Schools must show steady upward progress for each grade level. In Louisiana, as a result, students, teachers, principals, schools, and districts are all ranked and ultimately paid by how well the kids do on the test. For, say, a second grader, that's a lot riding on little shoulders. But Carter believes in the way it's being done now.
Kids are the most important thing, and we have to ensure that they have a chance to progress.
Louisiana Federation of Teachers President Steve Monahan says he's glad to see some officials coming to their senses about all this testing.
Over the course of the last 13 years or so, it's been about test, baby, test. Parents, teachers, politicians are now starting to align and recognizing that we've gone too far.
Congress is considering limiting required testing to certain benchmark grades. Monahan is encouraged.
And I'm hearing people now talk about educating the whole child again. Isn't that what we were supposed to be doing all along?
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.